Welcome back to Nathan at Interviews. We thank Dr. Ernest Rumpelstoff for his enlightening explanation of his book, My Life as a Mute, which he shared with us earlier in the program. We regret to inform our viewing audience that he has not been found since his unfortunate, although rather opportune to end his bit with, abduction by aliens. Police are still searching, and as soon as he, or his remains, are found, he, or they, will be admitted to the Richmond Institution for the Mentally Insane. Next on our show is the high-profile gentleman from Georgia, Mr. Wah J. Rolfston.
Thank you, Jay.
Welcome to the show. Now, Wah, that is an unusual name. Would you mind my asking how your parents chanced on that name for you?
Not at all.
How did your parents decide to give you that name?
Well, they happened upon it quite by accident, you see. When they asked what my father wanted my name to be, he suddenly fell screaming down a flight of stairs, out an open window, and into a garbage truck, where he was compacted to about the size of a piece of paper. Now, Mother uses him as a wall hanging. My full name is Whoop, Ah, Bam, Slam, Ouch, Ouch, Wah, Thud, Crash, Slosh, Boof, Mash, Slam. I go by Wah for short, to not make it so complicated.
I see. Now, I understand that you are the head of Wah Thud Ministry.
I am.
What is the purpose of said ministry, and how did you strike upon the idea?
Well, the avowed purpose of the Wah Thud Ministry is to help prevent unsuspecting unfortunates from falling down flights of stairs and out open windows. We are also dedicated to stopping persecution of mimes, abuse of parking meters, and establishing world unity by uniting the continents. Again.
Is that all?
Oh yes, we also help kids off drugs.
You help kids quit drugs? That's very noble.
No, we don't help them get off drugs. We only help kids off drugs already. Never touch the druggies.
Ah, and how did you strike on the idea?
Well, I was talking with Dad one day while he was hanging on the wall, and he says, I wish there was an organization to stop helpless people from falling downstairs and all sorts of nasty stuff like that. So then it hits me. I heard two words like knives of destiny pierce my ears. Do something. Followed by a crack of thunder. So I did. We started small, but now with the help of thousands, we are an international organization.
Well, that is truly amazing. Do you believe that there was any divine intervention in that voice you heard?
No, definitely not.
What makes you say that?
Well, there was no lightning preceding the thunder. I thought it was kind of odd. I came to find out there was a hold up in the apartment upstairs. The thief held a gun to the lady's head, and she screamed to her husband to do something. So he unleashed Scruffy, their pet man-eating gerbil. It spooked the thief, so he shot it. That was the thunder I heard.
Well, that's rather anticlimactic. So he shot the gerbil, huh?
Yep, just blew a hind leg off, but it didn't die. It leapt up and nearly tore out the thief's throat by the time the police separated them.
Moving on, you said that you are a faith healer.
I am.
How does that work into things?
Well, you see, we needed to fund our operations somehow. Moreover, seeing that the purpose of the organization is to help people, we decided to kill two birds with one stone and use faith healing as a means of financial gain.
Are you implying that you heal people for monetary income?
Well, yes, I mean, doctors do it, and nurses too, and if they can't, so can we. We even charge less. I mean, look, $20 for an ordinary sickness, $50 for a semi-serious or chronic disease, and $100 for a serious or terminal illness. And all our healings are backed by our guarantee.
So if your faith healing fails, then the client gets his or her money back?
Well, theoretically, yes. I mean, unless they happen to get sick again, in which case they have to pay again. Unless he or she is a member of our frequently infirm club, in which case, healings are only half price.
And if a terminally ill patient dies, how does he get his money back?
Well, if he's dead, what's he going to do with it, eh?
Good point. Now, I have it here that you are going to give a demonstration of your faith-healing power to dispel the doubts of your many critics.
That is correct. I would like to show the world the power and validity of faith-healing.
Very well. We have here a man, Mr. Festus Oakwater, who has been blind since birth and would very much like to be healed.
Haven't you got someone a bit easier?
Mr. Oakwater will do. He's all yours.
Right. Oh, dear. Give me your hand. All right. Mr. Festus, do you believe...
In what?
Doesn't matter. Do you believe?
I guess.
What was that?
Yes.
I can't hear you, man.
Yes!
I still can't hear you.
You must be bleeding deaf. I'm yelling in your ear.
It's for effect, man. It's for effect. Say it again.
Yes!
Louder!
I believe! I believe! I believe!
Then you are healed!
I can see! I can see!
Well, there you have it. Another miracle performed right here on a Nathanet Interviews and Mr. Wal Rolfston.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And now, let's ask Mr. Oakwater's opinion of the miracle. Mr. Oakwater? Mr. Oakwater? Mr. Oakwater, wait!
Oh! 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 Oh, that hurts! Ah!
Oh dear. It seems as though Mr. Oakwater has just fallen into the oversized paper shredder, whose blades were just sharpened to a razor edge this morning.
Get some band-aids. And a couple of paper towels.
We'll be right back.